on air, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker. 1039 WLPO.
It is 912. It's 1039 WLPO, news, weather, and sports. And we're happy to have Sandra Brown stop by every so often to talk about Medicare and supplemental coverage and the things that go along with it. Senior Watchdog in beautiful downtown Peru on Shooting Park Road has been a big part of the show for a long time and helped many of our WLPO family listeners. And she's back this morning to talk about prescription drugs. It is one of those things. And good morning, by the way, Sandra. How are you?
Hey, Brad. Good morning. Doing well. Thanks.
Good. Good to hear that. Yeah, it's one of those things. I'll never forget this conversation. I was sitting with my mother in front of you on the other side of the desk, and it was my mother who said, well, I'm not taking any prescription drugs right now. And you, as a former nurse, said, well, that's fantastic. You're in great health. Sooner or later, though, we all will. And I thought that was smart. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to think about in the future, that sooner or later it's going to be something that we take for our health, isn't it?
Right, for sure. And, you know, the big deal about that is, you know, it's wonderful when people don't take medications and they come in, they're like, oh, I don't really need a drug plan. And I try to tell them that's not how Medicare works. You know, Medicare works with the assumption that at age 65, everybody's going to sign up for a drug plan, whether you need drugs or not. You know, Medicare knows that. There's a lot of people that sign up that don't need drugs right now at age 65, but will later on. And that's what helps keep the drug plan program sustainable.
Right.
You know, it helps, you know, put the costs all over the age groups and who's taking medication and who's not.
Yeah,
so it's part of it. And if you don't have a drug plan, you're going to get a penalty. So hey, you need to get a drug plan.
Yeah, so while it may be great news that you don't have to take a prescription every day, you're signing up for Medicare, you're signing up for the supplemental policy, and the drug plan is included. So I guess there's, you know, there's the other thing about prescription drugs. Boy, some of them are just very expensive. I mean, they're shockingly expensive depending on what prescription you're getting.
Right, they really are. And in the past decade, they have gone nothing but north. I mean, they've shot straight up. And, you know, as much as the government tries to put in laws and legislation that's going to help the drug costs, it's still not the benefit to our, you know, the people, okay? So what's happening, there's like 18 million Americans that can't afford their drugs that they need. Prices vary widely. Copays can be for the same drug, $10 to $110. So it's so important to go to somebody that has been working with Medicare for a long time, not just 2 or 3 years, for years and years, that know what you're doing. I can't stress that enough. I've had people come in to me that have told me, well, you know, I was prescribed this, but I can only take half the dose. I can't afford it. Or they'll have their breathers, they're using their puffers. They only take one puff instead of two that's been ordered because they can't afford it. And I'm like, no, that's not how we need to do this. You need to be taking your medication. So we get on to our programs and we run these medications every way that we can. I've had a client come in one time that was taking a 100 milligram tablet, and it was very expensive. So instead of doing a 100 milligram tablet, believe it or not, we entered it as 250 milligram tablets. You'd think it'd be twice the cost because it's twice the pills. But we actually saved her a bunch of money.
Really?
So okay. There's things you've got to know. There's things, different ways of putting things in these programs. And the other thing, you know, that I try to tell people that, you know, part of our problem is they're called pharmacy benefit managers and the insurance companies. You have so many people in this supply chain between the drug company and you as a beneficiary that their little greedy paws are in there, you know, causing our medications to go higher. So that's part of the problem. And interestingly enough, drug makers, they give tens of billions of dollars in rebates that are never shared with the patients at the pharmacy. So it's, you know, it's kind of a game out there, and you've got to know how to navigate the game.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, here's the biggest thing that I tell my clients that is a preconceived a notion that people have in their head that I'm trying to tell you, you need to come into 2022 or 2023 actually with me and understand insurance does not work how it used to. Don't assume your insurance is cheaper than if you paid cash. I know that's interesting, but there's times that if you ask the pharmacist, you know, don't run that through my Medicare insurance or even regular insurance. Run that as a cash price, as if I would pay you cash. And oftentimes, it's cheaper to pay cash than to use your insurance.
Really?
So you've got to be mindful of that. Oh, definitely. And the other things we can do, there's lots of different things that we can do. You can switch, ask your doctor about switching to a generic. Try to lower the cost of the drug. You can ask the doctor if there's any grants or nonprofits out there that can help. And by the way, he can also give you samples. Doctors are given, and, you know, your primary care providers are given about $1 million, or $1 billion, excuse me, with a B, about $1 billion a year in drug samples that they're to be giving out. So, you know, if you have to go back every 3 months to get drug samples, well, then go back. At least you're getting them free.
Yeah, it helps to ask.
The other thing, it does, for sure. The other thing that you need to be aware of, you know, there's obviously the Medicare programs that you can go on. There's extra help for seniors, which is a program. The main thing with that is you can't have a lot of assets. Income, it kind of graduates down. You can make sort of halfway decent income and still qualify. The main things with the extra help is the amount of assets. So you can't have more, if you're married, you can't have more than like $33,200, around there, $33,200 in assets, meaning savings or investments. Now, that doesn't include vehicles or any real estate, like your home.
Okay.
Now, if you have rental real estate, it's going to include that. But, like, if you just have your home and you have a little bit of savings, you know, not over the $33,000 some investments, you'll qualify for extra help. Then there's state pharmacy assistant programs. There's GoodRx cards are great. We tell everybody. In fact, we have GoodRx cards all over our office. Everywhere
really?
You look, you see GoodRx cards. GoodRx is one of the most consistent discount programs out there. Yes. Oftentimes, I'll tell my clients, if you're paying more than a $10 copay, either ask for the cash price or tell them, don't use my Medicare plan, run it through GoodRx. Now, you have to be careful. You know, that's why you come to us. We know what we're doing here. Because sometimes you want to be careful. You, depending on what your other medications are, you want to be able to meet that deductible and your maximum out-of-pocket to be able to qualify for cheaper medications.
Sure.
But then again, there's times that these drug cards will work really well. And, you know, this, by the way, this discount where you can go to the drug manufacturer, oftentimes you can. And the drug manufacturer, if you're within the guidelines, and sometimes it goes up to $50,000 a year, $52,000. But the deal is some of them say it doesn't work with the Part D Medicare prescription drug plans. So you have to be careful here. And don't hear what I'm not saying, okay? Be careful
sure.
with what I'm saying. I've had a client that actually got rid of her drug plan in order to qualify for the manufacturer program because it was going to cost her tens of thousands out of pocket per year for this medication. So she did forego her Medicare Part D plan in order to qualify. But I'm not suggesting that. In her case, it worked really well for her because mm-hmm. she saved tens of thousands of dollars. But you have to be careful doing that because you'll pick up a small penalty. But in her case, it was worth picking up this small penalty in order to get tens of thousands of dollars of drugs covered for her.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things we can do. You just got to know what you're doing and be very careful before you do it.
You know, Sandra, I'm listening to you talk about this system that is complex, and you're an expert when it comes to navigating it. I can't help but think that your experience prior to Senior Watchdog, which has been quite a few years, but prior to that, working in a doctor's office and seeing people who are in this situation, that experience had to have helped you.
Oh, it did immensely. And that's why I keep stressing to people, you know, really altogether, I've had almost 30 years of experience. That is huge. My experience mm-hmm. saved people so much money. And I just, you know, I wish I could just take everybody out there, you know, anybody that's offering these drug plans and train them and give them my knowledge so they can be helping everybody. You know, it's unfortunate that people that oftentimes that are in nursing don't cross over into the insurance part or financials. I do everything.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's just the way I evolved and the way it happened. But, oh, my gosh, I can't even – the years of experience are countless, I mean, and vast. I can't even tell you the value of it. But we save so much money for so many people.
Yeah, it's important to either know the system and how to navigate it or know someone who yeah. does. And that's who
right.
Senior Watchdog is at 223-9394 on Shooting Park Road, just west of the Casey's in Peru. And so mm-hmm. if you have any questions, maybe you've heard something, you got something in the mail, something about prescription drugs, you have any questions about it, or how about if I just put this call out, Sandra, if you're having trouble affording some of your medications and you're on Medicare, We don't want people skipping buying basic needs like groceries or skipping on medications. Talk to Senior Watchdog and ask them about ways, sometimes creative ways, that that you can be properly insured and get the proper medications and live a better life. It seems so important.
Right, right, it does. And about four times a year, we also give out cash grants to our clients that if we have somebody come in that cannot afford their medication, you can qualify for one of our cash grants. So we spend about $2,500 a year we give out in grants. So that's another option. You know, come in there. We can talk to you all about it.
Just ask. It's Senior Watchdog, 223-9394. And they'll tell you what to take to your doctor, too, to ask your doctor, you know, when it comes to asking the doctor about samples or asking the doctor about discounts. Yes. And it's so so important. Thank you for the update, and I'll hope to talk to you again soon. Sandra, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Sandra Brown at Senior Watchdog, 223-9394. They're just west of the Casey's on Shooting Park Road. Make an appointment and sit down with them for an hour and hopefully save some money and be properly insured. It's 923. Star of Rock Local News, Weather and Sports is on the way.
Ron Thornton on 103.9 WLPO.